Greetings, sisters. Sister Amon from DontParish.com. Hey, praise the Lord. We're so thankful we arrived at our destination that we were planning on for today. Yeah, it was a beautiful drive. Beautiful, beautiful, sunny, nice and cool and fresh day. We've had many days of rain and clouds, and that was okay too, because every day is a good day to serve the Lord. But we all know what it's like to have a beautiful day that's not scorching hot, freezing cold, rain, sleet, snow, tornadoes, or any of that kind of stuff. But to have a really nice day, it's just a little bit of extra rejoicing and thankfulness. And so we got to a town that we're planning on today. Tomorrow we're looking at, it seems to be a pretty busy downtown with lots of people driving through, not so sure about walking. There was some out there, but it's a slower pace, so we'll probably go fly some signs, and Brother Two Post can be preaching on the corner there because the cars are going by, so they can hear too. And we'll see. You know, oftentimes we do things like that. We end up getting an opportunity to witness. People will either park and walk up to us, or they happen to be walking by. It reminds me of a time we were headed somewhere and we stopped along the way in a bunch of little towns and we were flying signs. And in one of them, it's funny because there was nobody walking around, but we were flying signs anyway. And out of nowhere comes this older lady and she's pushing a walker. She comes down the sidewalk. She walks right past Brother Two Post, crossed the street over to me. And I was able to witness to her and she went into the post office. She came back out and she asked me another question and I was able to give her some more information. So, you know, I guess I just share that because there are times, you know, you could just like drive through town and go, well, what's the point if I'm not going to be able to talk to anybody? Well, you'd be surprised who God might have ready to cross your path when you're just out and about being faithful. So anyway, we just do all different kinds of things out here and we just be faithful. And I share these things so that way it can encourage you, sisters, you know, just in our everyday life. Not everybody's life is going to be like Brother Two Post and mine out here on the streets. Very, very few people are going to be called to do something like this, especially in the day of the falling away and the darkness coming. And so we just take whatever the Lord has for us in our days and we do them and do them heartily as unto the Lord. And know that, yeah, we are to share the gospel. Yeah, we are to be ready to give an answer. Yes, that is supposed to be something that's very important for us to be willing to share. But in some people's lives, especially for maybe a lot of women who are at home more often than out in the world, there are some that are out working and they can do it more. But for the woman who's at home, I wouldn't want her to be dissatisfied with what the Lord has for her too, because it might be a quiet life. Just doing what the Lord has her do. And think about that. What a joy and how pleasing to God to see his daughters just being obedient and loving him and serving him. Even if you live out in the middle of the woods and you don't get to town much. Or even if you live in a little town, you know, just being faithful to him and loving him and doing your reasonable service to him every single day brings joy to your heart, and it would please him because you're being obedient. So anyway, I just share what we do out here, and I love hearing about sisters doing what they do. Everybody has a different calling, and we want to be thankful and content in it. So anyway, so we're going to go fly some signs tomorrow, Lord willing, we get that day. Along the way, gospel cards went out, and we flew signs on the van, so a lot of people get to see that way. So we just try to do our best. We're able to stop at a big place, a produce stand again, one of my favorite places to go. I just love to see the food that God grows. It's just amazing to me to see that one tiny little seed produce a plant that can feed you. You know, it's just so awesome in the cycle of life where you can take that seed and dry it and save it and plant it again. And it's just amazing to me. And so I was thankful I found the discount baskets. There was a couple grocery carts with big piles of discount groceries, fruits and vegetables already bagged up for like a dollar a bag. So I grabbed a few of those and a couple other things. So we are well loaded on produce for a while. I eat so many vegetables. That's basically what I eat a lot of, and some fruit. And so it goes really good with Brother Two Posts, he likes pasta and rice and stuff with that too. So very blessed to be able to partake of the Lord's bounty, and at a really reasonable price too. And you know, the most important part of it is, I love this, whenever I go to a cashier, I always love giving out the gospel. And this time it was well received, because I just told the lady, I said, you know, you have a very nice store here. It was very pleasant to go see all that. And they do a really good job of it. And she was really nice. And she goes, oh, well, thank you. Where are you from? And I told her, and I gave her a gospel card. And I said, we just travel around and we share the gospel good news with people. And I said, check that out and let us know if we can help you. And she said, thank you. And there was somebody behind me in line. So I had to go, but that was nice. And like I said, gospel cards went out along the way. And I was just thinking, as we were driving, I was thinking about, so I got just random thoughts is what I'm doing on these audios, and maybe they don't go in order or anything, but I was thinking about, you know, as we go through this life, we may be blinded by things in our flesh. We may have a heart that is right for the Lord. We may be wanting to serve Him in all holiness and obedience, and there may be something that we're either doing or not doing that we should be or shouldn't be doing, and we're not seeing it. We don't know, but we're diligently trying and seeking and searching and following the Scriptures. And I often think that if we have that willing heart, the Lord is going to reveal that to us. But then we do see these people who it doesn't seem like they have a willing heart to have that revealed and shown to them. And it's really sad, because we can tell somebody, but until their heart is open and willing, they're not going to see it. And God may blind people from seeing the truth. We see that in the Scriptures. God can blind us until our heart is ready to see what it is that He wants us to see, because He doesn't want His words to fall on the ground. And so anyway, I guess I was just kind of thinking about how I want a willing heart. And even our flesh can maybe blind us in that, thinking we have a willing heart, but we're holding on to something. So the Scriptures always say we're supposed to examine ourselves, and we need to do that often, because of the deceitfulness of sin. We see that in Hebrews 3:13. It can sweep us away in one day, in a minute, in a second, in a thought. We could have something that changes our mind and our heart and stuff, and we don't want that. And I love this. The scripture, scripture here. Oh, hold on. I lost it. Hold on. Okay, I got it. Philippians 3:14 and 15. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything be ye otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. You know, I love that, because that's a comfort to me, knowing that if I have something in me that I don't know, that I'm blinded by, that I'm just so maybe deceived or something, that if every day I'm examining myself, and if every day I ask Him, there's a scripture in there that says, you know, search my heart that if there's any iniquity in me or something like that. I forgot to look that one up, but you can look that up. But anyway, I love that, because we can't always find it. God has to reveal it to us because of our wicked flesh. And to me, that's very comforting, knowing that God will reveal it to us, and that chastisement is good for us, because He will chastise those whom He loves if we need it. I would hope that it wouldn't get to that point, but if it does, we should be thankful for that too. And so anyway, I guess I was just thinking about some of those things like that. And then another thought I had, because, you know, as we're traveling, I'm looking at this beautiful countryside, and you get a little bit of chance to think, and we're talking about different things, and subjects pop up. And I was thinking about how, you know, Brother Two Posts and I are older, and how we grew up without the internet. And in fact, I grew up without a lot of electricity and indoor plumbing and things like that, only because we were poor. I won't go into the details why. But anyway, so I grew up in a life that was off-grid a lot, and so I'm kind of used to it now. But wow, I'll tell you what, I'm 54, and Brother Two Posts is 60, I think. I don't know. Yeah, I think he's 60. We've seen a lot of changes in our life. Okay, I remember when you had to have, on the phone, it was a phone that was tied to the wall with a cord, and you had to dial it. And you had to listen first because it was like a party line where other people might be on it. And if you had extra money, you'd be able to have your own line. And then I remember when it was a big deal to have push buttons, and then it was a big deal to be able to have a phone that had a antenna on it and a base, and you could walk around the house with it if you didn't get too far, and then you had to charge it up. You know, so those were like a big deal. I remember when microwaves were a big deal. And now we're in a technology age where nothing is beyond the imagination. It's kind of like the Tower of Babel, I think. You know, it's not beyond man's imagination. And so when I think about that, I think about the young people who grew up today or growing up today. They don't know any different. They know this technology age, and with it comes so much deception. And so, you know, I think about us saints who are older, who have seen some of this, and maybe even the middle-aged or even a little bit younger ones who have just been on the verge of the internet and maybe seen a glimpse of it before that and seen the changes and how wicked it's getting. We have a really high calling to, I mean, we all do, but we can see the difference, and it should maybe put a little bit more urgency in us when we do get the opportunities to share, to do it with zeal and urgency. Because I think about this, and I know I've read this before, about the warning, the watchman warning, and I wanted to read verses 1 through 9 of Ezekiel 33. I love reading this because this really strengthens me and really pushes me to keep me going, because sometimes it can be like full of despair when you look at all the deception and how dead people are and how they're like, yeah, this God that is out today, the God that everybody thinks is the God of the Bible, is nowhere near, absolutely nothing compared to what the God of the Bible is. And society's just gone so far away. So anyway, I wanted to read Ezekiel 33, 1 through 9, and let that encourage us. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts, and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet, and warn the people, then whosoever hears the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not the warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, he took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thus does not speak to warn the wicked of his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. So that's, I know it's in the Old Testament, but we also have that today when we're doing the proclamation of the gospel, which is the good news, calling people to faith in Christ and telling them to repent of their sins, and that if they do that, they'll have a new heart, a new mind, a new life, and they'll be born again. And then because of that, they're going to love the Lord. They're going to follow and obey the scriptures. And then they're going to keep doing this until the end. And then they may hear, well done, good and faithful servant. And that's what we want to do. And if we're diligent and we are faithful in all this, willing to be able to do this for the Lord, and searching our heart and examining ourselves every day, we'll be ready to do all that. And we don't want any blood on our hands. And so we just do that to the best of our ability, to the calling that the Lord has for us. And I just wanted to encourage us in that. And I'm going to be reading that one again. I love it. And one more thing before I go. I just wanted to share, you know, as we travel from town to town, there are times that we're in towns and parking lots that's so busy on a constant basis. And yeah, we'll have a tree or a little bit of grass or something, but it's like last night, the speaker from the parking lot was putting music into the van all night long through the window. And praise God, I'm deaf on one side, so when I actually fall asleep, I sleep on my good ear, so I can't really hear it that much. But you do hear it, and it's like, I'm not complaining whatsoever, because the Lord gives us everything we need to get through. But there's just so much that goes on out here. And we truly, truly just relish our trips in between the towns. It's a refreshing to be able to see all the trees and the endless fields and the cows and the ponds and the flowers. Oh, I love to see the flowers. In fact, that's what made me think about sharing this with you today. As we're driving, the flowers are starting to come out. We're in the south now, so it's warm enough for them. And as you drive, it looked like a carpet of yellow. And I tried to get it on the phone, but it didn't turn out. It's just something that you got to appreciate. And then every once in a while, there's oranges, and then there's the purples, and then it's all mixed, and the whites. It's just phenomenal, and the trees, and the blue sky, and the clouds, and it just, like, washes away the world and gives you a fresh start for the next town when you get to it, where it's all a concrete jungle and people, which is great, because we love to be out by the people to share the good news. So it is a blessing to have that. It's kind of like going through a... being filthy and going through a rainstorm and being cleaned up, ready for the next one and doing it again and again. So we really enjoy our travels. And I was just thinking about that, what a wonderful, merciful God we have to allow us to see all that and smell the fresh air and feel the cool breeze. Because, you know, man just deserves to be living in the middle of a desert. I've lived in the desert out west for years. And it's sandy, and it's dry, and it's hot, and the wind blows all the time, and it can be utterly miserable. I mean, some people, it can have a beauty about it, but it's not something I'm really fond of. And I would go out there and witness if I was called to, you know, if we were called out there. But, I mean, there's something refreshing about the greenery and everything that I was just talking about. And I thought, you know, the Lord could have just wiped that all away from the earth and let man toil from the ground like in a desert and not see any of that beauty. But he's so merciful. He allows us to appreciate his creation and the butterflies and the flowers and the grass and the ants and everything, and just marvel at his creation. And I think about that in Romans 1, how we clearly see it, and everybody is without excuse. And I don't know, I just thought he could have made it like all dark and one color and smelly and, yeah, just horrible. But look at how beautiful this creation is. So let us give him glory. I love sharing everything that he did with my sisters, because I know you love to rejoice with as well in his creation. So anyway, I'm going to let you go. I was just going to read a couple scripture verses. I looked up the word wondrous and works, and I wanted to read these, and then I'll let you go. Psalm 75:1. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near thy wondrous works declare. And 1 Chronicles 16:9. I think I go to this one a lot. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. I love that. He's a wonderful God. And I'm thankful for wonderful sisters who love him and obey him too. All right, I'm going to let you go, sisters. Hold fast. And Lord willing, I'll be back again tomorrow. May God be praised.